For some, as I mentioned before, today will be the day of Arafah. For many, it will be the day of Eid, Eid al-Adha, the Eid of sacrifice. And that Eid in particular looks at the sacrifice of Prophet Ismail alayhi salam by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we've reviewed the whole life of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam last week. And the ayah of Quran that sums up this Eid that comes to mind is ayah number 92 of Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Never shall you attain righteousness until you spend out in the way of Allah what you love the most. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. And whatever you spend out, Allah knows it. It's an amazing ayah. It's one of my most favorite ayat of the Quran. Every time this Eid comes up, it's actually worth questioning oneself. Do I give of myself? And one of the wonderful pieces of work I love, which brings back the thoughts about what really is giving, is from Khalil Gibran, where a rich man told him, speak to us of giving. And he said, you give but little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you truly give. For what are your possessions but things you keep and guard for fear you may need them tomorrow? And tomorrow? What shall tomorrow bring to the overprudent dog who buries bones in the trackless sand as he follows the pilgrims to the holy city? And what is fear of need but need itself? Is not the dread of thirst when your well is full the thirst that is unquenchable? There are those who give little of the much which they have, and they give it for recognition, and their hidden desire makes the gifts unwholesome. And then there are those who have little and give it all. These are the believers in life and the bounty of life, and their coffer is never empty. There are those who give with joy, and that joy is their reward. And there are those who give with pain, and that pain is their baptism. And there are those who give and know not pain in giving, nor do they seek joy, nor give with mindfulness of virtue. They give as in yonder valley the myrtle breathes its fragrance into space. Through the hands of such as these God speaks, and from behind their ears he smiles upon the earth. It is well to give when asked, but it is better to give unasked through understanding. And to the open-handed the search for one who shall receive is joy greater than giving. And is there aught you would withhold? All you have shall some day be given. Therefore give now, that the seasons of giving may be yours and not your inheritors. You often say, I would give, but only to the deserving. The trees in your orchard say not so, nor the flocks in your pasture. They give that they may live, for to withhold is to perish. Surely he who is worthy to receive his days and his nights is worthy of all else from you. And he who has deserved to drink from the ocean of life deserves to fill his cup from your little stream. And what desert greater shall there be than that which lies in the courage and the confidence, nay, the charity of receiving? And who are you that human beings should render their bosom and unveil their pride, that you may see their worth naked and their pride unabashed? See first that you yourself deserve to be a giver and an instrument of giving. For in truth it is life that gives unto life, while you who deem yourself a giver are only but a witness. And those who receive, you're all receivers. Assume no weight of gratitude, lest you lay a yoke upon yourself and upon him who gives. Rather rise together with the giver on his gifts as on wings. For to be over-mindful of your debt is to doubt his generosity, who has the free-hearted earth for mother and God for his father. It's good to ponder over words, and it teaches you what giving is really all about. And that's basically what Eid al-Adha is about. So today, if it is your Eid and you're rejoicing, and for those whose Eid is tomorrow, think, do I give of myself? And many, many felicitations for Eid, whether you celebrate Eid today or you celebrate it tomorrow.